When McDonald's caught you doing it, were they like, this is the last straw?
That's what's up.
Just an hour of sound.
It's a good joke.
This might be the worst episode in the world.
That was great.
This is fun.
It's a great episode.
You ever do coke with a McDonald's straw?
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez. We are live here on a Monday. All right, we're not live. Fine. I'm in Greece right now on vacation. Taking a little
and the rest
vacay.
Of us eat a lot of it.
How am I the skinniest guy here?
I assure you, you're
out of your mind.
I just wanted to piss three people off at once.
Hey, you pissed two people off a lot when you said that, buddy.
Are you the two?
Yes.
We're coming out the gate hot.
That's awesome.
Incredible show plan today. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake Louis.
You're getting into vacation mode, dude.
I'm in vacation
speaking
mode.
Speaking Greek.
Senioritis.
Yeah. When I went to Italy, I would watch these like YouTube videos, like how do you speak Italian, right? And then I learned, I mean, very minimal, but I knew a few things. Like I went to Italy and I was like, I felt good. And then you apply it and you hear people saying the things. And then at the end of the trip, I was just like, you know, I was able to be like, to communicate enough with just, Italians,
right.
Like, get around.
Hey, fuck are you, Uber. Take me to where I want to go.
You stupid cunt.
Yeah.
You want to get raped, you stupid slut.
Yeah, all the basics.
Yeah, no, with Greek, it is a very, I mean, she had to just pull up like how to speak Greek. It's not easy. First of all, the letters.
No way.
The letters, I don't know what the fuck they are. They're all wonky and wacky. So.
We talking English or Greek still?
Greek. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar Zach D'Amico.
That's me.
What up, kid?
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
Bup, bup.
Okay.
All right. Two incredible white guests in studio today. Feeling really good about that from the Here's the Scenario podcast. Brennan Sagalo is back on
everybody.
The show.
Thanks for having me.
And from the Lev Fur Show here right on the Lev Fur Network, Lev Fur is back on the show.
What's up? You're like Mark Jacobs.
Do you buy the network?
Yeah, why did you say the Lev Fur Network? I like that.
Oh, we kicked you off. Oh, I'm sorry. You're no longer on Gas Digital. You are your own thing now, dude.
You got jealous, dude?
You've gotten so big, dude.
Show's taken over?
You're your
I
own
feel
orbit.
Like Mark Jacobs, what I just said, didn't make sense.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
What was it? What was I trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
Who's that clothing guy who's like, buy, blah, from, da, da, da? There's this picture on the internet.
Mark Jacobs by Mark Jacobs?
It's kind of like that, but that's not his name.
No, I don't know, dude.
And it's going to kill me this entire episode.
It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Tom maybe Ford?
Studio, can we start, Shannon?
Tommy
can
Hilfiger.
Can you get on that?
Tommy Hilfiger.
No.
Tommy by no. Tommy Hilfiger.
No.
FUBU.
Oh, FUBU by FUBU.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Sorry. I did this. I put us in this
you
world.
Really did.
I apologize.
We were kind of in a rhythm, and then you said, hey, you know what, dude? I'm going to really sag it up today.
Yeah, yeah. But if I didn't say it, I would have been thinking about it the entire
time. It's okay.
Time.
Hey, you know what? This is why we fucking love you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited about today's show. Let's get our plugs right out of the way. It's Monday, and I'm not on vacation mode. I'm not phoning anything in, Dougie. I'm core values to my fucking core, and we have a great show planned today. We got notes. We'll see if we even get to them. I have faith that I'm not even going to have to get to my notes with Lev Fur and Brennan Sagalo on the show. That's how good you guys are as guests, and I feel how good our chemistry is that these notes won't even get to.
I bet we'll make it to 37 minutes.
37 minutes before we get to a note.
That's my bet.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's do our plugs, and then we'll see what happens. Lev Fur, which plug it on?
Hope you have 33 minutes worth of plugs, buddy.
Wow, you got four more to add. Listen to my podcast right here on the Lev Fur Network. It's called The Lev Fur Show. You'll love it. It's a good show. Everybody in this room has been on it.
You'll love it?
Yeah, you'll love it. You'll love it.
Love it or Lev it. That's what you should have called your show, dude. Love it or Lev it. Is that not a better name than The Lev Fur Show?
Definitely a better name than The Lev Fur Show, but I still don't think it's that good of a name.
Love it or Lev it?
I like what you said. What was that? You'll learn to Lev it or something?
Learn to Lev it?
That just sounds like a rapey slogan.
That's warm.
Yeah. But yeah, check out the show. Please follow me on Instagram. I'm still not at 10,000, so I might kill myself.
That is crazy. When I see your numbers, I'm like, oh, Lev's not famous.
I know. It's very far away.
Brennan Sacklow.
Also not famous. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter. See me on the road. I'm going to be in Rhode Island August 24th. And then Seattle September 28th. And we're doing a live Here's the Scenario in New Jersey September 16th.
Sick.
Tickets at BrennanSagalow.com.
Love it. Zach Amico.
I'm at the Stand the next couple nights. If you're listening live, I'm there Wednesday, Friday, and then again next Wednesday, I think. And I just announced I'm doing the Portland, Maine Comedy Festival August the 26th. It's a Saturday. Come out. I'm doing a little theater show. Should be fun.
Love it. June 26th, I have the Depraved coming up for the first time ever in New York City. Both Zach Amico and Lev Furr on the show.
Fuck yeah.
Sagalow's not.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
You know?
Leave me. I'm a mystery.
No, you'll do the next one. You killed the Depraved when you did it in Jersey.
Did I do it in Jersey?
No, it was Ian. Depraved coming. Big J is also on the show. Mark Normand on the show. It's going to be quite the show. Everyone starts off with their most fucked up joke, and they dig themselves out of the hole that they inevitably start with.
Oh, I love that.
It's a great concept. Do the next one. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do this one. Fuck it. Come out the 26th. Sags.
Where?
It's at the Stand. First time in New York ever. 10 p.m.
All right. I'm putting in my little
calendar. Then Legion of Skanks going live in the New England area. We're going to be at Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom on August 10th, the Wilbur on August 11th, and then Foxwoods Casino on August 12th, doing a combination of stand-up, live podcasts, special guests. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to sell these out, so get those tickets early. Get the VIP seating, all that stuff. We'll hang out after the show and obviously meet anybody who comes out, but if you get the VIP seats, you get like VIP access to the meet and greet and the front of the line and all that other shit, so look out for that. Then I am going to be out in Austin, Texas, the first weekend of September. It's not on the site yet, but I think it's on the Creek and the Cave website. Me and Zach Amico going out to the Creek and Cave. Plus, we have a live Real Ass podcast at the Sunset Club. Then we're doing Kill Tony that Monday. My special's coming out that week, September 5th.
What an exciting time this is.
Yeah, so make sure you guys go subscribe to my YouTube channel because you can watch my brand new half-hour special that I'm releasing to my YouTube channel on September 5th. So make sure you subscribe early and share it with your friends. We're working on some England and Amsterdam dates, lots of other stuff. And then my brand new tour. Cool. Starting in January, I'll be starting a brand new tour with all brand new material. So come out and support all of these things, and make sure, especially the most important thing, is you support Gas Digital. GasDigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. That'll get you a 7-day free trial for the premium service. Fuck Patreons. Fuck all those things. Get the Gas Digital Premium. It gets you instant access to thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. All the Real Ass Podcast archives, over 1,000 episodes of this show that you can't get anywhere else, are all on demand, ad-free, uncensored, in one place. We also do an extra episode every week that's not available on YouTube and iTunes that goes exclusively to Gas Digital subscribers. So subscribe, get access to all that. It's the number one way you can support this show. Use that promo code RAP. Make sure you do that.
Use promo code Lev.
Use that promo code RAP. Lev's no longer on the network. Make sure you guys do it. And that's how you can support us.
All right, your special's coming out September?
Yeah, September 5th.
This might replace 9/11.
My mom's birthday. It's coming out on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, except it's going to be Never Remember.
Damn. You guys are fucking coming at me with some fucking heat.
Damn,
I'm getting roasted.
I didn't feel confident in that anyway.
That's all right. You guys are fucking fine. You're all good.
Do you want to see the Greek thing?
Yeah, please, Shannon. Let me see. I'm trying to learn Greek here.
The basics.
Look at this pig.
How are we going to say hello and greet someone when you just come?
For her?
When you just come.
For her, I'd be like...
Yeah. How do you say, where's the glazed donuts?
Goodbye.
How do you say, it is too hot in here? Can you turn on air conditioning?
How do you say, we're going home, Ashley? You're not going to fuck my friend.
Goodbye, which is, yeah. Yeah, so when you say yeah to someone, you mean hello, yeah. Or when you're leaving, you also say yeah.
All right, they're retarded.
All right, bitch, yeah.
Oh, the Greeks are retarded. He's going, yeah. That's actually, that was easier than I thought it was going to be, Shannon.
Yeah, and yeah. But then how do you say yeah?
Oh, no.
And if you want to say yes, you say goodbye. Maybe.
Uh-oh, consent in Greece is a real issue.
Give me some more, Shannon. Let me learn some more things. So yeah.
So, yes, hello.
I moved over to yes and no, so you can see.
Great. Okay,
now we have to learn how to say yes and no in Greek. Let's start with
this
yes.
Bitch says yes is yeah. I'm going to punch her right in the fucking
yes
mouth.
Yes is also yeah.
And yes is nah.
That's a terrible
Wait, no way.
Clip.
Nah means yes.
Nah. Nah. I think you're going to be saying a lot of yes. A lot of yes to food.
This is like who's on first.
I think oh, no. It's a wonderful experience.
This is actually
and to
good,
say
though.
No, you say, I don't know.
Greece, and I can't wait to see you here. So you want to come to Greece? Nah. Right? Nah. Come on. Let me
That's
know you say
just
yes.
confusing.
Nah.
That, okay. sucks.
That sucks. That's that worse. Sucks. That's worse than people like, that sucks, dude. Just that's like them disobeying on purpose.
I want to see no now so bad.
Every other culture, yeah. no is no, right? Yeah. Or no or none or nah or nah, nah yeah. nig, yeah. you know?
Yeah. I hope no is. I do want to see no.
How to say nah, yes. We have to say no. Ohi.
Ohi.
Ohi. As you'll come to see okay. traveling around Greece,
are
you
full?
Realize that the Greeks okay. are very aggressive people, and they use their hands a lot.
Would you like some more?
Gestures. So,
nah. Ohi means ohi.
Ohi or ohi.
Right. I'm done. That's that all I want to know, Shannon. I'm not. I
want to know what to ignore.
I don't give a fuck, honestly.
Those
about
are the words.
Greek people caring about me. Because in Italy, they're like, dude, if you learn a little bit of Italian, like, it'll take you so far. Like, the locals love when you learn, like, the language and you try. And
is that true?
Yeah, I guess so. They're just like, it's
out of,
like it's a respect.
Is it a respect thing?
It's a respect thing. Yeah, they just, you're going like, oh, you went out of your way to learn a little bit of the culture and a little bit of the language.
Italians are like, you come here, you better speak the language.
But like when you see like a foreigner that comes here that knows absolutely nothing, I like that more than when they know a little bit. If they know a little bit, I'm like, oh, this fucking foreigner, you piece of shit.
Yeah, if they know a little bit, they're like, why is the bathroom?
It's too much. No, I want them to know absolutely nothing. Or I want them to be fluent.
Nothing makes I get so fucking annoyed when delivery guys message you in like Chinese or hand you their phone and it's all in Chinese. And you're like, no. Did you just look at me and go, maybe?
They're like, this guy orders enough Chinese food that he can speak fluent Chinese.
Yeah. You look like you watch like animes and stuff.
I always get handed. They always assume I'm going to know.
I'm excited. I'm very excited to be out there. I'm going to be eating tons of seafood, tons of fucking feta cheese.
You got a fight coming up, dude.
I know.
Did you get a
little vacation, dude?
Yeah, relax.
I go into
bones.
Fight camp. Fight camp is 8 weeks out.
Okay.
And I'm already down to 215 pounds.
Wow.
Have you gotten any?
You're down to 215 pounds.
215.
Have you gotten any like clothes for Greece and stuff? Like, have you?
Yeah,
specific...
Shannon, pull up my story. I just posted one of my outfits on my story.
Oh, is it like? I think I saw it. You have like Aladdin pants on.
No, it's all white. I have two all white outfits.
You're walking through Greece, street rat. I don't buy that.
Going all
look
white.
At you. You look like a fucking cult member.
This is the most Puerto Rican shit in the world, dude.
Doggy, this is fucking.
It's like your niece just graduated.
Doggy, I'm gonna look like a fucking king. I really
you look like a baggage handler in Dubai.
I look like I'm about to meet you at the crossroads.
Yeah, this is like if you actually got like L.A. rich and like became a fucking yoga cuck.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what it is. It's like you're playing the game Hitman and you have to kill somebody.
Yeah, that's exactly
dude,
it.
It feels fucking nice to be in a all white
you look like,
linen.
Yeah, you got like a I'm a billionaire guy kind of thing. Like, you ever see Ex Machina?
I don't know what that is.
It's it was a movie. You look like one of the main characters.
So I got two outfits that are just all white linen.
I've seen the movie.
Then
good
I
reference.
Got a few other thanks. Like just matching fucking like. You know, shorts and shirts and just Euro trash. I'm going Euro trash the whole time.
Yeah. Hats? Any hats? Any kind of hat?
No, I'm going to keep it bald.
You're going to get like sunburned then?
No, I think it'll be all right. I might wear it. I don't like wearing
money
a hat
on
when
that.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, dude, that's you. Isaac, Oscar Isaac in Ex Machina.
Yeah, dude, great reference. I look just like him. You're right.
That's for any of the Ex Machina fans.
What the fuck is that? The reference stinks.
You know,
I don't like the guy.
I know. I thought of it
he
and
looks
I go,
more like
no
Jorge
one's going to know
in the
who
booth.
This is. No one's gonna know who this is.
That was terrible. Bad reference.
I feel very Rain Day, Brendan.
I'm very excited about the food as well. I'm a big seafood. You a big seafood guy?
No. Shrimp. I like a shrimp cocktail, and that's fucking it.
That's it.
Sushi as well. I don't eat fish. It smells. They have eyes, dude. Like going.
All
out,
animals
every
have
eyes. Animal has eyes.
You know what I mean? When no, you get I a don't. Fucking steak, the thing is not what it was.
Well, yeah, you don't got to go to a fucking Puerto Rican restaurant and get the whole fish with the head on it and everything, dude. There's an in between. Get some fucking fish yeah. sticks. What about,
like, I don't know.
Tuna steak.
Everybody likes going to like crabs, and you can like you have to like move past the crab's eyes to open it.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of What You Snacking on Seafood Edition. Let's go. Seafood Edition.
We brought the four fattest guys in New York to break down seafood.
What is your favorite seafood, Lev?
You know, I love seafood. I see food, I eat it.
Oh, come on.
Nice.
Come on now. Yeah. Somebody move my tie. No, I lobsters, crab legs. That's as good as it
so
gets.
You don't scallops. Like lobster.
I can eat a little bit of lobster, but then it just starts. It like does something to my fucking mouth. Like it makes it all numb and weird.
Are you? You might be allergic to selfish, dude.
My lips puff up.
My
I gotta get
throat starts closing. You gotta take an EpiPen.
I gotta go to the hospital.
I hate tuna,
the whole
man.
Fucking
yeah.
thing.
I
man.
Stick my
the
head out the car coma. Window and get decapitated.
Is that what happened?
That was that movie,
Hereditary.
Hereditary. Hell yeah. Yeah, you might be allergic to shellfish. I think I'm allergic to oysters, no. and I eat them.
I do like oysters. I'll
Every
have
time
some
I eat oysters, I don't know if I'm allergic to oysters or if the hot sauce and the horseradish makes my lips get like puffy. But if I eat an oyster and I was, you know, I'll do the how do you prepare your oysters? Well, also, yeah, if you like oysters, you like seafood.
I just
oysters
had it for
like
the first
the
time.
Seafoodiest food.
Yeah, it's,
like,
it couldn't be.
But
first
I'm
of all, you know, they're
of
alive
them.
When you eat them.
Oh, gross.
It fucks people up
Absolutely
when you find that out.
Disgusting.
They're actually alive.
Fuck them, dude.
Oh, yeah. God.
Fuck them.
I had them for the first time, but I was always so afraid of them because I watched like a cartoon where they had too many oysters or something or clams and they got all sick. When I was really little, I watched a cartoon that did that and it fucking...
Can we see this cartoon?
I don't know. I mean, there's a whole thing. Like, isn't there
so,
like...
Yeah, I
or like
up,
even
I brought
a
up
movie.
A cartoon, I brought up a cartoon years ago on the show and I just remember like a little scene from it.
Yeah.
And we found it and it was all it was like... These poor kids who were like, the mom, she had like a piece of bread to give them. It was like, you know, it was during the Depression. Cartoons during the Depression like really reflected life. Yeah. And it was a mom and she had like a piece of bread. And
that's
she,
hilarious.
She, and it was really hard and the kids were like, and they couldn't eat it. And yeah. They weren't talking because it was just like old timey cartoons.
Yeah.
And then the mom like, they like dunked it in like hot water to like soften it. And then they ate water bread. And then there was a fat guy who owned a sweet shop that was looking through the window and he felt so bad. He invited the family over to the sweet shop and gave the kids like the kids went to bed and they dreamt of like a land of like sweets, and when they woke up in the morning the fat guy from the sweet shop had filled up their entire house with sweets.
This is such a depressing cartoon.
It was the
dude.
Most depressing thing
dude,
ever
cartoons
dude.
During the Depression are like John's just eating Garfield.
Yeah, the woman's handing her kids bread while being a prostitute.
Yeah.
One of the most depressing cartoons ever. So if we could find this cartoon that Brendan is looking for and bring him back
like,
to his childhood.
It's like cartoons, movies talked about it. Like there's always a scene. I feel like I saw multiple scenes of things where people ate oysters or clams and then they got sick.
Sopranos did a thing on that.
Yeah, Sopranos did.
There was also you remember there was interstitial cartoons on Nickelodeon and they would always play like a few of them. And one of them was a guy tapping on an egg. It was like a foreign cartoon.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
He's like,
and then he hears like a little voice go, "Hey," and he goes, and the voice goes, "Hey, stop!" And he goes, "Hey, quit it! Stop it!" And he goes,
"Oh my god!"
And then that's that. And then he hears a knocking. He goes. He goes, "What?
Oh my god.
Hello." He goes, ch-ch-ch-ch. He looks up and then the ceiling's cracking.
What was this
goes,
on?
Ch-ch-ch. It's on like Nickelodeon.
It was like a Twilight Zone episode,
Italian,
dude. That's so
then
depressing.
They smash him in and kill him.
That's so sad.
And that's, yeah, and then, it's, then it's like fucking, you know, it goes back to fucking Ren and Stimpy. Right?
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Do you
remember
those
cartoons? The one in the death camp where there's like the German guy marching people?
Yeah.
Shannon, please find that egg tap cartoon. That, I mean, I have to see it right now.
I did just watch. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, and there are Nazis in it.
Is it good?
Oh, it's so good. It's really
I mean, the Nazis,
good.
Like, do you root for them?
Yeah, you're kind of on the... You kind of are on their side for,
oh,
like...
Oh, Pinocchio's a Jew.
Yeah.
That's why
they...
He's got a big nose.
Exactly. Sending
There it is. Look.
Jiminy Cricket to the gas chamber.
The Killing of an Egg from Zeep. Like, what is this?
This is what you'd watch?
I remember this.
Doggy, this shit came on Nickelodeon, like, as an interstitial.
What the fuck is an interstitial?
In between shows.
Yeah, like it just it was like
a transition.
Yeah,
yeah, it was like a piece of content. Yeah, they like didn't have
an interlude.
They didn't have a cartoon or a commercial for this minute and a half or whatever.
This is like what it feels like French kids watch.
Yes,
this is literally
and
nightmare.
And then the man he heats on the egg.
I've never forgotten. Hey, who is it? Yeah, it's like an Italian voice.
This feels like a Red Bull commercial.
Yeah, I'm just a minute. I'm a coming. Hello! Hello!
Hello!
Oh my god.
This is how much entertainment sucks in Europe.
Yeah, they're like.
Yes, Disney.
This was the number one cartoon in Europe.
It's supposed to teach you a lesson.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, the guy's a dick.
Who is it? No, stop that.
It is a little funny.
This sucks.
No.
I think it's funny.
No, I kind of like it. Dude. It's bringing me back. Look. No.
Hey. No.
Hey.
Oh, kill somebody. Has no remorse.
Oh, a little egg person.
He has a no remorse for the egg man.
He had no soul. He's less than 6 inches tall.
He the is men. Egg colored. He's yellow and white.
Yeah. Hey, who is it?
That's funny. And this is life
in
Italy.
Minute. I'm coming.
Oh, shit.
Bill Exec.
Hello.
Me with your head.
Hello.
Yeah. It's my, me and Zach had a baby.
Oh shit! It just keeps going.
Yes,
I thought
it
would.
Now look, the ceiling cracks.
He's the yolk, right? That's the twist.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, yeah,
I never even considered the fact that he looked like an egg.
I think he looks like a fucking idiot because he saw what just happened. He knew.
And he also should have been like, that's my voice.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Why you talk so stupid?
Who is in there? A grease ball of fucking a wop.
The end.
And then it's dude. Goes
yeah,
to Doug.
That's just that was an unsettling cartoon.
It was so unsettling. It was so like nihilistic.
Yeah. You know what scared the shit out of me as a kid was fucking Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh yeah.
That show was horrifying.
I think I was a little old for that.
I think you're a lot younger.
That was like
pull it up for a second, please. I'd love
dude,
to see it.
That was my
so scary. It was
yeah,
like
yeah, it was yeah, sorry.
No, it's just like it literally had like the tension of like a fucking adult horror film. It scared the fuck out of me watching it as a kid. Yeah. You remember that shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This right
here. So I was so eager to talk about it. Yeah. It was like, I mean, this isn't even really that scary, but there was like some characters in this show that were like terrifying.
It's a weird thing that they like cartoons during like the 90s, like
now there were ones that like they're literally in like a pitch black tunnel and he's like got to go face like a
I mean,
demon.
The, yeah, the lion just ate a baby.
It gets scarier. I mean, that's like light for that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was just a strange time in the 90s. Of like cartoons where weird it was almost like it didn't actually make sense. Like Ren and Stimpy wasn't really funny.
No,
for a kid or for an adult, it was bizarre. Like
right.
It was almost like they made it, and because they got to the finish line, you were like, "That's a show."
Yeah, yeah, they're like
Ah, Real Monsters.
Something.
Like you're like, who the fuck really liked Ah, Real? Zach probably
yeah,
loved it.
I mean,
you're
I also
it actually defined your personality.
It's when someone walks into a room and Zach is there. Ah, Real Monster.
Zach doesn't exist without Ah, Real Monsters, Kool Aid, and fucking
apnea
something.
Masks.
Yeah, dude, fucking. But
I had the Ah, Real Monsters toys kicked ass. The one who held his eyeballs.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he had smelly armpit hair.
Oh yeah,
I remember
in
he stunk. Yes, yeah, so he stunk. The toy stunk.
The toy was cool. The toys were like, and the one that looks like a rabbit, like his eyes would go down, and then he would look
yeah.
evil.
There's an Instagram called like that 90s kid or something,
mm-hmm.
and they always show like trailers, and they showed like the premiere trailer for like Ah, Real Monsters. It was pretty cool. It was like starting next Friday.
Yeah,
every week's Halloween on Nick Snick.
Oh,
and, like
man.
They fucking and it just brings you back.
Wait,
it
have
really
you seen
does bring you back
the Halloween campaign Nickelodeon did, like one of their first years.
No.
Nick or Treat. Shannon, could you YouTube Nick or Treat?
Oh, Nick or Treat.
Oh, boy, does it come off bad.
Nick or Treats. Oh, my God.
Dude, we just search Nick or Treat.
Oh, my God, I love Nick or Treats.
Yes.
Dude.
Nick or Treat. Now it's time for Nick or Treat.
They were just trying to get away with one.
Dude, how did I miss this in life?
Yeah, dude, that's how Nickelodeon was made. They were like, they thought of the commercial first.
And a package of amazing fruit gummy bears. Nick doesn't care how you sit, what you wear, who you scare. Just make sure you answer.
Dude, can we go back to that kid for a second? Just pause on that kid. I mean, he's wearing blackface.
Yeah.
There's another one with a black kid picking up the phone, and it really, sticks it.
that's offensive.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
I'm surprised I missed it. I just watched a video recently of a kid singing karaoke, and he's singing a rap song, and he just screams the N-word in it, and it's so funny. It really got me.
You get into it, dude.
And it like people, all these like black people in the comments are like, oh, this fucking little kid's a future racist. And like every 10th black person is like, no, that's objectively funny, yo.
Yeah.
Black people don't really care, I think, as much.
Yeah. They don't really give a shit.
A lot of concerts, rappers will like do an announcement and be like, just because it's like 98% white people.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, just so you know, you can say it.
You can.
And you're like, yeah. And you're like,
they say you can.
Oh, yeah. Kendrick Lamar does that. A bunch of people.
You walk right up to him. You fucking.
Oh, I've been holding
this. You said
this
I could say it.
I've been holding this the whole drive over.
Yeah, that's how you get it out, dude. You go to a rap concert alone. Why is he going, I got to get it out.
He's like, just so you guys know, you could say it. And then the whole crowd yells. He's like, wait till there's a song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just scream it out.
I'd say chant it.
Yeah.
How about burning crosses? Can we burn crosses?
He's like, it is cold out here.
But it's just like, so there was even like Rugrats was weird as fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just Rugrats like a weird animation,
two
dude.
Two full Jewish Rugrats episodes.
What do you mean?
They had a Passover and a Hanukkah special.
Whoa. You know, cool.
That's another thing where it's like, whoa, fucking chill. We're way too progressive to have a non-Christian family at the helm of a cartoon.
Was that Tommy? Is the Pickles a Jewish name?
I don't think the Pickles are Jewish. No, the Redheads are Jews for sure.
Wait,
they acted.
The Rugrats are Jews? Is that?
Well,
that's what I call Jews.
Chucky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why
they keep escaping the pen. Yeah.
They all like made them so horrible.
It depends on where they are. If they're in bed, they're bed rats. Is it Lev? I mean,
and then we got to look
the
this
Diamond
up.
District rats.
Yeah, because isn't that the show where there's like a guy named Mr. Kokoschka?
I mean. There's a lot of Jewish cartoons.
That means shit in Russia.
I think Rocco's Modern Life had a Jew too.
Rugrat Hanukkah number 5, their 1990 10 best classic family holidays. Jewish online magazine Schmooze listed Tommy as the number one fictional Jewish character of
Tommy's Jewish.
Tommy's a Jew?
Pickles.
Tommy Pickles. Picklestein. It's short for Picklestein. The whole time.
Is it?
Oh, you know what? The mom is. Look at. All right. Pull up the mom.
Yeah.
She's
the redhead with the triangle.
Fucking heba-hoo.
Yeah.
I bet you Stu is not a Jew.
Uh-huh.
And that's he just fucking. And because his mom is Jewish by the Jewish rules. No offense, Lev. I realize you're Jewish and I'm being pretty anti-Semitic.
No, it's okay.
Is it this show or is it Hey Arnold where somebody has a Holocaust number on them? Is the grandpa on this?
In what?
On either this or Hey Arnold.
I think it's Hey Arnold.
They had somebody was in the Holocaust.
Yeah, it's Hey Arnold.
Family Guy, the guy has the Holocaust numbers, right?
No, I guess it was Hey Arnold. But in like a serious episode, he shows his Holocaust tattoo.
Wait, let's see Tommy's Jew mom.
It's definitely, she's quite the Jew. I mean,
yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But all of it was like kind of weird. None of it was really...
A Maccababy's got to do what a Maccababy's got to do.
None of Is that what he says in that episode? Yeah.
None of it was really funny. It was just kind of fucking like... I remember just watching Rugrats, like being glued to it.
No, I didn't like Rugrats that much.
Yeah.
I didn't like that they kept messing with people's lives.
You know? What do you mean?
Well, there was an episode where they like foil a bank robbery by accident and like, I don't know, I didn't like that. I don't like that the babies get
classic
out.
Classic Jewish premise.
They foiled the bank.
You've heard the theory that they're all that Angelica's alone all the time.
Oh, and they're just
they never none of them were ever born.
Oh, it's weird. There was an episode where they like show each other's like dicks and stuff. Do you remember that one?
I kind of do.
Yeah, they all get naked.
They all get naked, and there's like we should look at videos of that where Tommy's like, "Why don't you have a cock?" to Lillian.
No way.
Yeah, he doesn't say cock.
Is it the black chick?
He's like, no, I wish.
No, it's Phil and Lillian.
Who was the black one?
That was black one.
That was later.
That was Susie.
They were like, all right, guys.
Susie and Angelica couldn't get naked.
The network is really coming down on us. We need to add a Susie to the mix.
Yeah, that was.
It was like all fucking white, dude. They didn't give a shit. Like that Snicker Treat commercial was fucking just all white people. Yeah. They didn't even think about hiring a brown person. They were like, this is the way it should be. Let's fucking keep it in the family.
We're writing in our first street rat into the Rugrats universe.
Yeah. Yeah. Susie was black, right? And she was like Angelica's arch nemesis.
Yeah. Yeah. But they couldn't make them naked in that show. It'd be too much pedophilia.
Like, I mean, babies.
Babies
are less fuckable than 6-year-olds.
They put up less
personal
of a fight.
Opinion, no, but.
All right, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting the show for a long time. Marquee sponsors for everything here at the Gas Digital Network, including Skankfest. And if you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely. Stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, or bodegas and getting just a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get an entire kilo delivered right to your door discreetly for just $60. It's the best deal going in Kratom.
Yeah, no promo code needed. Just go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it. What other Jewish cartoons are there, Shannon? There must be a list of Jewish cartoons.
The Turtle is definitely Jewish in Rocco's Modern Life. I would say Rocco, too, but he's got an Australian accent. So
I feel like this is three generations of TV watching. Like, I can't click into your shows. You guys don't know mine.
I think I know yours.
Well, how old are you?
Angry Beavers.
26.
And how old are you?
18.
How old are you really?
I'm 32.
You little fatty.
Oi. Oi.
No, oink.
Oink.
Yeah, so you guys are...
I'm 35.
You guys are closer. Yeah, I mean, it's a little variation.
The Pickles are Jewish. The dinosaur family from Pee Wee Herman was Jewish.
I don't remember that. See, Pee Wee was...
The dinosaurs that lived in the mouse hole were Jewish.
Mr. Krabs and SpongeBob.
Can shellfish
Mr.
be Jewish?
Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, he was like,
why? Because he's just.
But he's
cheap?
Not kosher.
He's like money the whole time.
Yeah, but he's not kosher.
Literally the whole time.
He walks sideways. He's got claws. Juice. Obviously.
He's got those curls.
It says Krusty the Clown was Jewish.
Oh yeah,
Herschel Krustofsky.
Krusty, yeah, he's Jewish. He was one of the best Jewish TV characters of all time. Yeah.
Mark Goldman.
Anyway, this all came off of seafood. It was a what you're snacking on.
Right.
Yeah. So you...
I already told you.
You'll
sushi, eat... I'll have some... I just had some oysters. I love shrimp.
Sushi's my number two food.
Really?
What's your number one food?
The rest.
I love to rest after a meal. Number one might be Italian, I think.
Yeah. And what do you get from Italian?
Oh, my God. If I'm really pigging out. Nice chicken parm, get some calamari, fucking hopefully somebody else, my girlfriend orders a seafood dish I could eat half of.
Yeah, have some of that. Yeah. And you know, I love splitting because you know she's never going to keep up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It didn't happen. Yeah.
Dude, Lev's girlfriend, she's so sweet and she's such a hot chick. We were hanging out at the specials and like Lev is in denial. Like Lev thinks that she thinks it's cute and fun that he's gotten so fat. Like I never talked to her about it. She was
it's called a defense mechanism.
Damn, dude. She fucking hates how fat he's become.
She hit the jackpot with money that doesn't matter anymore.
She made it big in crypto.
Yeah. Lev is an NFT for her. That's appreciating
in
value.
I've never seen a girl like the look on her face, like she's like she loves him so much, so she's like in it's like a prison.
I swear to God, I woke up today and I looked on my nightstand. She left a book that said, I bought this for you. I read it. You should look. I think you might find it interesting. It was like overcoming insane eating habits. The book. It was like something like that. It's
overcoming insane. Because you have, that's the problem is your eating habits are what?
It was like overcoming the hungry brain or some shit like that.
Dude,
that's what I woke up to.
How much less did you weigh when you started dating your girl?
Probably like 80 pounds.
That's fuck. It's a whole other human. Yeah. She's a small chick too.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So she weighs like 105. And since we started dating, she's gained like 5 or 6 pounds. So percentage wise, we kind of gained like a significant. Like
I still think you're actually in a
that's
much larger
so funny
percentage.
To like add that to her too. Well, she also got fucking
she's up
fat,
five. So
she's up five.
You can
not for nothing.
You have the ability to just go be a handsome guy. I mean, like.
And do what, Lewis? How much better is that going to make my life?
It's going to make it a lot better. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. You're going to...
No, I'm already on. I'm down 4 pounds this week.
Your chick's going to feel better. She's going to be happy.
Well, that's a reason to not do it.
Oh, you don't want to make her happy. Yeah. You don't want to make her too comfortable.
Yeah. No,
you
I'm
got to maintain that.
Yeah, I'm down.
And that's the status quo.
We're on the Lev First Show. We're weighing in every week. We're doing a weigh-in.
Really?
Yeah, I'm down.
You doing it at a truck stop?
I'll weigh in right now. That's bad.
No, I'm down 4 pounds as of last week. I'm thinking I'm like...
How much you weigh now?
394.
No.
No.
You're not in the threes.
I'm in the threes. I'm probably 322 today. I was 326 last week.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
We're going. We're doing it.
I weigh more than 100 pounds less than Liv.
She told me if I lose 100 pounds, we can have a threesome.
That's, did she really say that?
Yep.
That was pretty good motivation.
Oh,
great
motivation.
That's great motivation,
I can't wait to meet him.
Instead of the foursomes she's usually having.
Every she cuts one away for every 100 pounds. Yeah.
She's like, this still weighs less. It's better on the bolts on the bed. if she gave you a threesome, would you pick the girl?
Yeah, I would definitely fucking ball out. I think we got to go Colombian.
Ball out. Hilarious.
Colombian escort. We got to, that's got to be.
Oh, you would get like, you wouldn't like hit up someone you know or something.
She.
That's dangerous territory.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to go, like you want to go anonymous.
Just bring in my ex-girlfriend. Yeah.
And then if Lev suffocates the girl while fucking her, then they can get rid of the body easily. Yeah, no paper trail.
They just got to call the wolf.
True. Yeah, dude. An escort is a great way to do it because there's no emotion at all.
Yeah, she knows.
It's literally you're just picking a girl together. Like you go on a fucking website, you pick a girl together. Like she's fucking hot, you know. She goes down on your chick. Your girl doesn't even got to go down on her because you're not gonna eat a hooker pussy. That's nasty.
Right.
And
who's ever done that?
Yeah. But that's probably the best way to do it. Or I mean, just some a random chick. Or a chick that she picks is another way to do it. Like she's got a hot friend.
Yeah, she does have a bunch of hot friends, but I think the best way just to maintain a relationship has to be either total stranger that you guys pick up together. But that's a lot of fucking work, dude.
It's like she's got to be in the mood, and then you got to to pick up a chick to have a threesome with, like randomly at a bar. That's the chick. Like everything's got to be perfect.
Yeah,
like everything's got to go so fucking.
Typically,
right.
The girl you're fucking has already decided that's gonna happen. And it's like, hey, come meet me and my friend out, and she's already 30 steps ahead of you.
Well,
you
get also on kind of like sad too. I mean, you're gonna like walk up to a stranger like, my girlfriend said if I lose 100 pounds, you'll fuck us.
She's like, get the fuck away from me, you fucking flabby loser.
I lost the weight. Come on.
If you have the kind of chick that's setting up threesomes for you, I think you suffer in every other part of your relationship.
Yeah,
do you think so?
100%.
I would assume so.
I've dated chicks that were would be down to set up threesomes, and then it became the focus of the relationship or the focus of sex, right? Because having a threesome rules, right?
Yeah.
So you start like...
They think that's how they're going to keep you in.
And we're always in the mood for it. So then it becomes a thing. I remember just dating... There was a couple girls where I dated where we would just be like on dating apps, like looking... And it just became really... It's become kind of fucking pathetic.
Yeah, it's gross.
I'm not saying like a threesome is dope, but like if it happens in the right way or like, but if like that's like an angle of your relationship, I think you're right that...
You're two fuck-ups, I think.
I think you're just looking for something like that, like almost like...
You're filling a void that the two of you can't establish.
It's a physical, like instead of actually having like love and like a real connection, you're looking for the physicality of it at all times because you're having a difficult time connecting. Not every time. I know people that have threesomes that are very happy. You know, Big Jay and Christine are very happy doing their thing. It's fine. I'm just saying that like me personally, when I've dated girls that were done to do that, they were really insecure. They were super insecure chicks and they were trying to fucking like... Yeah, they were trying to fulfill my thing or make me happy, and they were pretending to be more into it than they really were.
That sucks.
I remember there was like rules. The one girl was like, oh, you can't come with another girl. And then one time I did by accident. Right, and by accident, but it was just happening. I was like, all right, I'm going. Ah! And she like fucking ran to the bathroom, started crying.
Came inside of the other girl?
No, it was with a condom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like...
You can't get her pregnant.
That is a thin line in a threesome.
You said I'm coming or something, or did she? How did she know?
I just finished. I mean, I saw her face, and she was like,
"You're over there eating Oreos." Like, you're finished? Well, how would she know? I would just lie or whatever. I mean, I guess not lie, but
what would you lie to a girl in a sexual situation, Brendan?
Wow,
dude.
No,
the clips make themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Word of advice: if you're having a two girl, one guy threesome. And one chick is your chick. When you start to eat the other girl out, every 20 minutes to a half an hour, check on your girl to make sure she's not just standing there crying.
Right.
Because then that's a real bad vibe.
You've been eating that girl for a long time if you're doing it every half an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, every like 20 minutes, look up.
No, you go to the other girl and you go, not as good. Doesn't make me.
I've eaten 20 minutes of pussy all year.
Yeah. It's like, I understand why they call it clam. Ooh.
Yeah.
You eat 20 minutes pussy all year? Yeah, the only thing you won't eat?
Yeah. My chick is not super into it.
Really?
She doesn't like when it's like too moist.
It's because you put mustard and fucking relish on it.
She's Chicago style it. Pussy.
She's like, the hot dog's not bad.
She doesn't like it too moist.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to get too turned on by her fat boyfriend.
No, is she Italian? Is that why?
No, she just needs like a little friction. Not like friction, but like grip. You know?
Like a cat's tongue?
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what we use to make her come. It's my cat's tongue.
She doesn't like it to be too wet. That's wild.
Yeah. Interesting. It's wet and wild.
Interesting.
That is interesting. I think no longer wants your fucking... You constantly have crumbs.
I actually don't like getting wet. So, this is perfect.
After I go down on her, she's a flosser pussy.
Yeah, she's like, fuck this. You gotta use a water pick.
Get the crumbs out.
Oh, fuck, dude. I just realized that I have a fucking joke that I forgot to do in my special.
Do
it right now, ladies and gentlemen.
It was about water picking your pussy.
Lewis is like, I forgot to do a joke in my special.
I did. The whole thing. It's just me saying it, huh? Oh, that's right. Fuck, dude. And that I did the joke, but I didn't do that line.
What was it?
I just talk about how girls... I was like, if you ever see a poor white woman, it's like, what happened there? Like, how did you not figure out how to, like...
Yeah.
Turn your white pussy into money. I was like, how dirty is your pussy? I was like, clean it out. I was like, use a water pick on it. I was like, what? Floss isn't going to work. But that's the line.
Lewis.
I think you might have.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
I think you might have to retape now.
Yeah.
We got to get that in there.
Floss wouldn't work. Floss wouldn't work. T-shirts.
You close. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Damn.
Showing water picks after the show.
He's got a T-shirt gun on stage.
Damn, dude.
Kills himself with it.
T-shirt gun killed my father.
All right, let's we made 42 minutes without a single story.
We don't need a story. Fuck that, dude.
We don't need a story.
I don't understand why the story is even something we like. Don't need. It's a part of the show. Like,
what?
I don't think it should be frowned upon. I like the stories.
No,
well, sometimes we don't get to the stories. Sometimes we just fucking roll, dude.
It's admitting defeat.
True.
What's your favorite?
Is it admitting defeat?
Yeah. What's your favorite new show on the network? Let's start there.
No, Lev. We're not talking about your show.
What got you into stand up comedy? Who's your guys?
Who's your guys? Were you always funny?
Were you ever funny?
Now I want that sheet so bad. Right? Oh my God, I don't know where to go. I was planning to get into some news stories.
Do you ever worry about
fucking Lev's chick's pussy that long?
Yeah, her dry pussy.
Yeah.
Do you ever worry that you tell it like it is too much?
Shannon, give me the notes back. I threw them on the ground. I need the notes again. Thank you very much.
Fuck the notes, dude. We don't need the notes.
We don't need the
Let's
notes.
Let's just be funny.
Like
what are we
look
talking
down
about?
At the notes, motherfucker. Let me host my show.
I don't see anything wrong with the notes.
Yeah, but the first story is going to be like Chinese girl beheaded, and then you're going to get it.
Let's see.
I would love that.
Lighthearted. Okay.
Where's she beheaded?
The first thing says Lev's girlfriend's pussy.
See, this is what I'm saying. We don't need
that
the fucking.
Pretty fucking good. I will say, Zach did do a nice little Zach.
Here's what we should do. You have a podcast called Here's a Scenario. Give Lewis a racist scenario. No. And we'll fucking work through it.
No, I'm not playing the game here.
Okay. Oh shit, who's this chick? We got a chick in the studio.
Oh my God, get her. There's a chick in the studio.
I can't believe you fired the hot Asian chick. That was a big mistake.
Fired her?
You'd understand.
I don't want to say I fired her. I didn't fire her.
I don't think it
worked
out.
You found out that she was actually a man or so. She Mulan'd you.
She wasn't the right fit. There's a lot of bitch work that you got to do in this job. She wanted to do like the friendly fun stuff and like,
sure.
But there was like a lot of shit that was going on behind the scenes that was very like tedious and fucking not very fun. I think, I don't think she was the right person for that stuff. I believe, but that's not really my,
she was very friendly and shit, but as far as like, there's just shit like errands you got to run and.
Yeah, I believe that's what the issue was ultimately.
She had to clean the toilets and she was shocked. It wasn't just a hole.
Yeah. She's like, Asian. Oh, what? I know, clean this bucket. You know, I have shit bucket.
Well, you know, it just wasn't a good fit. Yeah. That's what we say.
Wasn't a good fit, but that's okay. That's okay. Let's talk about this. Thailand Burger King releases the first real cheeseburger with no meat and 20 slices of cheese. It's a grilled cheese sandwich, folks.
Is it? It's not grilled, though.
It's fucking disgusting.
Is it not? Is it not
just
hot?
A cheese sandwich.
Is it not hot?
Not hot's the person that serves it in Thailand.
It's not grilled, but it looks like the cheese is slightly melted.
So this was a hack on the McDonald's menu back in the day. You can do grilled cheese just by saying, hey, can I get the two slices of cheese on a cheeseburger bun?
Yeah.
This is 20 slices of cheese.
I would eat that.
That's not nearly enough.
I would almost try. I would try it.
That's crazy. That
we can make this right
dude.
Now.
Can we go get one? All right, Jorge, we have...
You go to Thailand.
No, no, no. I bet you can go to Burger King right now and just say, I would like 20 slices of cheese on
is
a burger.
Burger King around here? Or should you just run down to the deli, get two slices of bread?
Don't be an asshole, dude.
All right. You can go to the deli. You could get...
How far is the closest Burger King, Jorge? Find out right now. I bet you there's a Burger King. Because then you have to try it.
The three of us just pretending we don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe maybe try on Houston, I think.
We can literally smell it with our fucking beagle nose.
Oh, yeah. Like, when you call it, just say Sagalo sent you. It's the one that used to be next to the Roy Rogers 25 years ago.
Yeah, so it's Whopper bun, 20 slices of cheese.
Dude,
yeah.
The Whoppers might be the best fast food burger.
You're a fucking fat retard.
That's stupid. Yeah.
Under fast casual, who has a better fast food
burger? A Big Mac has a better burger.
A Big Mac?
Big Mac has a superior burger to the Whopper.
Sauce is great, but I don't know.
Shut up. The Whopper stinks. First of all, Whopper, a big fat tomato from a fast food restaurant sucks. Nobody wants a tomato from
a
juicy fresh tomato from a garden, a little bit of salt. I'll bite into it like an apple, bitch. I have no problem with tomato. I love tomatoes, but not a Burger King tomato. And honestly, the Burger King shredded lettuce sucks so much. And it's the problem.
I think Whoppers beating the Big Mac. I'll be honest.
You're wrong.
And it's like twice the size of the fucking Mac. I think it's better.
If you're going just based off of making you fatter, then yes.
Well, one of the benefits of the Whopper, I'd say, is the whole slice of onion as opposed to the little bits of onion.
Mm. Okay,
if I'm biting into an onion in a burger, I would like
it. It tastes more like a burger that you get at a barbecue.
Dude,
I have no problem with that.
The beef they use in the Big Mac is like pathetic. Dude.
Yeah,
it's a little shitty.
Big Mac tastes better. Quarter pounder tastes better. Double quarter pounder with cheese plus
balls.
Bacon. Shut up.
Quarter pounder sucks.
Can we put some more orders in there? We're going to have one.
How far
cheese.
Is the closest Burger King? Can we please try this cheese sandwich?
It's on a Delancey.
How about we just all follow me? I like float in the air.
It's not far.
Or like you smell a pie in a windowsill?
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly where it's at. It's on the corner of Delancey and Houston. Can we send somebody?
Delancey and Houston?
I believe so.
Hey, New York.
Yeah, Burger King rules. Chicken fries, dude? Come on now.
I'm more of a Wendy's
McDonald's
queen
nuggets
myself.
Are horrendous. Wendy's is great.
Wendy's
goated.
Is great.
Look, we
Wendy's dropped in quality a few years ago, I feel like.
I like their fries.
I think Wendy's used to be the number one, and then they stopped trying as hard.
True,
you're all retarded. I think that obviously McDonald's is the best out of all these.
Crazy.
McDonald's
hits you emotionally in the best way of all of them, but it does not have the best food.
It's Golden Arches, doggy.
Lewis likes McDonald's because you watch The Founder.
I did enjoy the fact that he...
I did too. I liked
that.
I was like, get in there, steal their shit.
Dude, steal the ideas.
And just
give a
be
shit.
A billionaire.
Be better.
I'm okay with that.
Make the idea better. No, I think that... Yeah, you're right. McDonald's is a lot more nostalgic.
It just hits you right in the soul, you know, when you accept that you're about to eat McDonald's, the freedom of that in that moment of just like, oh, I'm just
out of all of the fast foods, it is the least like food.
Yeah.
So that's
what
the problem. You're right. It has a layer of like McDonald's stench that's just on everything. Whatever. You could drink a soda from McDonald's and you're like, this is McDonald's soda somehow. I have no idea how.
Right.
They just talked about that on Rogan with Segura.
Did they?
So... There's all these rules with McDonald's soda. That's why. So the ratio of syrup to water is different.
Good. You know,
the filtration system is different.
It's
perfect.
Go to the stand and taste their Diet Coke. You'll fucking throw it in Adele's face. It's infuriating. Syrupy fucking non-fizzy fucks.
The straws are bigger and the carbonation is different. So that your first taste is sweeter.
Dude, whoa. Now that you're describing
I make them do a little bit of Dr. Pepper, a little bit of Coke.
So when you're a mixer, if you do the gun at a fast food place or like at a bar or whatever, that's done with like regular tap.
Yeah,
they use ice cold water.
Yeah.
when they do it, and they say, yeah, Coke and Sprite. McDonald's Sprite is way better.
Dude, I got to rip a dude, nice
McDonald's,
Sprite today.
Dude, McDonald's, I go to McDonald's for a Diet Coke right now. Sounds
God. Delightful. There's a McDonald's right by here,
dude. Dude, the straw is a lot bigger, and I know this for a fact, and I'll tell you why. Because when I was a kid, we used to make these things called straw guns. Yeah. And they were, I don't even know who came up with it, but they were guns. We tried to look this up a long time ago, Shannon, to see if anybody else had done it. But I don't know. Like there's nobody else in the world that I, except my group of friends that had these. And I don't even know who showed us how to make the first one, but I would make them and sell them in school. And what it was a piece of wood. You'd wrap it in electrical tape to create like a smooth surface. And you would tape a clothespin at the far end. So it's a piece of wood. Let's say this is the piece of wood, right? On this end, you would tape a clothespin, right?
Right.
On the front end, you would put two nails with a pretty taut rubber band, okay? So on that end, there'd be a rubber band hanging off the nails. On this end, it's a clothespin. You take a straw from McDonald's. You had to get the McDonald's ones because they were so thick. And you actually weight the tip of the straw with a little bit more electrical tape. You go like four or five times around. So you now have this really thick straw with a weighted tip. You put it on the rubber band. You hold it in the clothespin.
And you make a crossbow.
You make a crossbow.
Interesting.
And you go, oh. And you shoot your friends in the face, and it cuts their. It, I mean, it.
Lewis,
it
you might have been a genius, dude.
Dude, this shit.
Also, did you go to high school in prison?
Yeah, Puerto Ricans can naturally make prison
you're
weapons.
Like, you're like, okay, so then they make that, and then we had we would sharpen toothbrushes. Yeah. Fuck me, God you know damn it.
But we would sell those, and we would go to McDonald's, and we would steal hundreds of straws because the only straws that worked well with them, like the other ones, you can get them from like a pizzeria, and it was fine. But the McDonald's ones had so much weight that it like we all got goggles from like a hardware store, and we would just have like it was essentially paintball before we were old enough to get paintball guns. Whoa. We were like 10. We would just shoot each other with these straw guns, and it was so much fun.
When Whoa. McDonald's caught you doing it, were they like, "This is the last straw"?
That's what's up.
Just an hour of sound.
That's a good joke.
This might be the worst episode in the world.
No, it's great.
This is fun.
It's a great episode.
You ever do coke with a McDonald's straw?
Jesus.
No, you fucking suck up the dollar bill. Oh, fuck.
It just makes the coke so much better. There's less dude, water.
Like, yeah, McDonald's coke. It's the best recipe.
Yeah, I feel like a McDonald's straw would be too big to do coke with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coke straw. I mean, first of all, the best way to do it, if you get a straw, it's fucking great. You cut that straw down, boom, bang it. I meant to do that. But dollar bills would fuck me up, right? Because first of all, I didn't have any. So like, just doing coke with a single just feels like you just feel like you're a trash bag. Piece of
garbage. I snorted coke for the first time recently.
Really?
Because I used to always gum it because I'd be I was just
anything into your mouth.
Just eat some taste.
Salt.
Just a taste, please.
So you would gum it.
I would always gum it, yeah.
And you snorted for the first time. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was a lot better. I don't know what I was afraid of. Yeah. The drip kind of blows, but other than that, it's fine.
No, the drip is the best part.
The drip's great.
It's the drip of cocaine in your throat. You get a nice, yeah, you're like, yeah. Your throat starts closing up.
Up on
you
coke.
Can't get a lot of air into your lungs. It's fucking best. Rules. Yeah, yeah,
shit. Every once in a while, and then you get re-coked
switched
up.
Over to bumps, and it's a good move.
What do you mean?
Shannon, can you Zach's Google earwax remover? They sell them as earwax spoons because I found it in a shaving kit.
Oh, it's like this little.
And it's 100% not for earwax.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I would start with bumps. So when I have my coke phases, I start with like, you know, a little bump. And then by the end of my coke spree, because it becomes a spree. It starts off with like, all right, here's a little bump, a little gum.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
you could buy those.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
3 months later, I've had a spree.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking.
And then a marathon.
I mean, dude, I'm fucking like.
Next thing I know, I'm training for the Olympics.
Right.
We talked about this on Skanks yesterday. The worst feeling in the world is when you're doing coke all night and it's like 6 a.m. The sun comes up and the birds are chirping.
Yeah.
And you go and you open another bag of coke. And you're like, I'm making this decision that this is going to be a 2-day event. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. And you do it and you're like, oh, like, here we go.
Why are those birds up so early? They must be on coke.
Right. They're so.
Or when you're laying in bed trying to go to sleep and it's like 8, 9 a.m. and you're not asleep, but you're not awake.
Oh.
You're almost having lucid dreams.
Yeah, you're like,
so you're dreaming, but you're still exhausted.
I absolutely hate it.
Those
If you ever see me doing coke again, it's because I've made a decision that I hate my life and that I have problems.
Wait, so, you don't dabble?
No, Lewis doesn't partake.
Really?
Years.
Really?
I told my girl, I was like, if you see me doing coke, I was like, it's not a cute, fun thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I've made a decision.
Right.
Because I had such a problem with it that it's not simply just doing, it's like smoking a cigarette. If you see me smoking a cigarette one day,
yeah,
just realize that I'm about to start smoking two packs a day again.
So if I see you doing coke, I'll make you eat the whole box. I'll make you eat the whole bag of coke.
Yeah, 100%. Force me. I don't dabble really with anything. I would say that I would maybe, like at Skankfest, I could see myself maybe doing some Molly again.
Oh, Molly's the fucking
right.
Dude, I would have loved to see.
I just can't. The next day, I can't deal with getting up in the morning and puking and feeling like shit. And like, I also have an issue with doing like with moderation. So I just go all in. That's what I was saying. Like by the time I'm like done with that spree, my lines are fucking, I mean, just massive lines. Yeah. And I'm doing it alone. I'm like sneaking off.
Oh,
like,
that's horrible.
Yeah, it's really, really
See, I'm
bad.
Still scared of it, so it can never like hit that for me. Like, I'm still like, oh,
I wish I could do it casually. It would be fun, dude. If we had a little bit of blow right now, we just fucking noted a couple lines, called
I just
it an
got
afternoon.
Into it. I'm just now starting to enjoy cocaine.
You're just getting into
it. Yeah, I tried it this year.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good weight loss.
Yeah.
You know, just, tell your chick that.
But I think that's the way to do it, is to try it later. Like, I think if you start doing it when you're like 19, you're not going to do it good, and you're not going to enjoy it.
I only buy it from a certain friend. He tests it himself, you know, from the dark web.
I think you got to graduate into it.
I found coke on the ground once, like a whole bag, and I just did it all week.
Course, yes.
I did it before like therapy.
It's crazy. Of course.
I did it.
This is before fentanyl, probably, right?
Yeah, this was before fentanyl. Yeah.
A few years ago, you'd find a coke bag on the fucking ground. Lucky day. Wow.
Yeah, I was like so stoked, but like I knew the bag wasn't going to last long. So what I did was I went to CVS, and they have these little containers. Like you could find a tiny little container, and I bought that. I emptied whatever was in there, and I would keep the coke in there and just keep it in my pocket. Just do bumps all day. It was awesome.
Dude, am I the only one who really wants to do coke right
now? Coke rules.
This sounds
awesome. It rules,
dude.
It's so cool.
Shannon, can you get coke and send 20 slices of cheese plus 2 Whopper breads?
I did it before therapy. I like did it at 9 in the morning.
Shannon, can you get the business card out of the breast pocket of my vest?
Did you want to just like go in with something?
I'll be honest. I'm on coke right now, doc.
No, but he could tell probably.
Did we get the 20 slices of cheese and the 2 pieces of bread? Is that on the way? Or did you guys ignore my order?
He didn't even leave. No one left.
He just ignored my orders.
I think he had a job to do and he couldn't leave his post.
You know what is the best meal around here? Fucking Bob White's chicken. Have you been there?
No.
It is the best. It's a block away. It's the fucking one of the best places in the world.
I bet you Bob's black chicken is Bob.
Yeah.
Bob Black chicken is better.
Bob's white chicken.
Yeah.
No, it's so good.
Bob's black chicken. We got seasonings.
Is nobody getting us 20 slices of cheese? Is this just not happening?
There's only 2 people here and they're both working on the show.
I mean, if you want Jorge to go, then I can move all my stuff over there.
I mean, by the time we get it done, Shannon, I want it for tomorrow's show, okay?
That sucks.
What do you mean?
I think I'm the only one here tomorrow.
So, Shannon, go.
I want a 20-piece.
All you do is you go to Burger King, and I know they can do this, okay? This is what you say.
Why don't you Uber Eats?
You say, it's going to take too long to get here. And also, the specific order, the way you have to order it, is you're going to have to say, all right, I want the Thailand 20 slices of cheese. And they're going to go.
They just put a ladyboy in your car?
They're going to be like, motherfucker, you crazy. We don't have that shit. And then you have to...
Shit, motherfucker wants 20 pieces of cheese.
Motherfucker, man McCheese over
You're
here.
You're going to be farting all day, boy.
No, what you have to do is you have to say, listen to me, dumb, okay? You can fucking charge me individual for extra cheese 20 times. You could charge me for 2 slices of fucking bread. Or you could charge me for a fucking cheeseburger and keep the burger and give me my fucking 19 slices of cheese because that cheeseburger came with 1 slice of cheese. And I think I should be able to substitute 2 slices of cheese for the burger that you kept. So charge me for 17 slices of cheese.
This story.
Are you writing this down?
The story ends with Lewis on Tuesday being like, so anyways, I'm fighting the Burger King guy in the parking lot.
So there's cheese flying everywhere.
You charge me for 18 slices, doggy.
Dude, 1, 2, 3. Wait a minute.
A few Super Bowls ago, McDonald's had a nugget deal that was like really good, and I went with 2 other giant fat people and we ordered so many nuggets that the manager of the McDonald's came out and goes, you know we gonna have to cook them. And I went, yeah, I hope so. They had to shut down McDonald's for us.
Dude, really? McDonald's nugget is a crime against humanity. That fucking good. Thing
Your Burger
sucks.
King has better nuggets.
No way. Absolutely not. McDonald's nuggets are so much better.
But once again, Wendy's is the best nugget. Flavor. Wendy's does have great nuggets.
Yeah. No, the McDonald's are the crunchiest ones, though.
Dude, McDonald's nuggets are horrendous. It doesn't. It's not even like you bite into it. It's like hollow. There's not even like chicken in there.
Shannon, tomorrow I need when we show up tomorrow on the show. Who are the guests tomorrow? This is for next Wednesday. Actually, it's coming.
I
up.
Mean, this I found out about this morning, so there are no guests yet.
But there will be. We'll get a couple fatties.
Certainly
get
hope
a couple
so.
Fatties on. I want to have a Thailand Burger King cheese sandwich for everybody here.
Lewis was really nervous about me no-showing tomorrow, and he's just trying to hedge his bets.
We know how we're getting Zach in on a Saturday.
We need four burgers, two shots of insulin.
Doggy, you're gonna have to order it that way. You're gonna have to say, "All right, give me a cheeseburger." Be like, "All right, now charge me for 20 slices of extra cheese."
That's gonna be a $20 burger.
And then you make your own burger.
No, if I had to guess, it's gonna be like 30 to 40 cents for extra cheese per cheese.
I bet it's gonna be 80 cents per cheese.
Maybe. How much a slice of cheese at Burger King, Shannon? I bet you the information's out there. I shouldn't be arguing with Lev.
Yeah.
He knows. He's like, yeah. It's 80 cents.
Well, according to my receipt from this morning.
Yeah. You're actually like, I have 20 pieces of cheese on me.
Oh. Passenger says she saw flight attendant's body hit the plane ceiling. I was talking recently about why you have to wear a seatbelt on a flight, right? Which is... and. I didn't make this up.
On a flight, yeah, of course.
Because I was always like, "That's if we crash, what is the seatbelt going to do, right?" But apparently what happens is they'll drop, very often you'll see, to avoid like turbulence, they'll drop really quick, right? If it comes on like quickly. And what will happen is you'll literally get a little bit like lifted out of your seat. Sometimes, not often, but sometimes it happens so fast that your fucking bag, they freak out about your bag not being underneath the seat. Because your bag will fucking go up to the ceiling. And that'll actually happen. Somebody in the comments was like, "Lewis is a fucking idiot when he's trying to describe how this works." I was like, no, fuckface. I'm not a fucking idiot, you fucking piece of shit.
All right,
no,
easy.
It happens.
Take it easy.
What is this story, Shannon? Passenger says she saw flight attendant.
Let's see. Next to me, like, plane.
Allegiant telling ABC News the plane.
Sorry,
he
wasn't supposed
Nashville,
to play this.
North
Let me look
Carolina
at it first.
To Saint-
I saw the video this morning. Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
Oh, you saw the video this morning?
They're saying turbulence is going to get worse over the next, like, 5-10 years.
Why?
Just, like, weather bullshit. Like, no, dude, look it up.
I know, but that sounds like such a one who gives a shit kind of like thing.
You're
going to
feel
like,
it on
That's something you say at a party where you're like, say turbulence is going to get bad the next 5 years.
By the way, this story
We're on the
is
fucking
a-
topic. What do you want me to say? Fucking creating turbulence in this moment right now, Brendan. What do you want? Sorry. Where am I going to spit out all my turbulence facts if it's not right now? We're
so,
on the-
they say ice cubes are getting cheaper this year.
Yeah, Shannon.
This is a different story than I actually read, because the one that I read this morning was from Thailand or something. Mm. But this is a different one. So this is in a flight from North Carolina to St. Peter Clearwater. And it says, the one that I read this morning said that there's a certain type of turbulence where there's like no clouds or anything around it. So it just gets them out of the blue. And somebody hit their head on the ceiling and like the ceiling cracked a little bit.
Whoa.
Nobody was like seriously injured, but two people were hurt.
Wow. Dude, imagine the turbulence so bad that someone hits up, cracks the ceiling, cracks through the plane. Everyone's like... like getting pulled out.
Their heads out and they're sticking their legs.
Did you guys ever fly when they had you could plug into the pilot's channel, like the air traffic control, and listen to them?
No.
Yeah, they like removed this from planes, but I was coming from LA one time and literally like we hit this insane turbulence. Like it was the worst I've ever had. And I looked out my window and like in the far distance I could see like thunderstorms out there.
Whoa.
Like you could tell that, you know, it's probably like 1,000 miles, but it's like you're still seeing the lightning. And I plugged into the channel and they were like, you could hear the pilot say to air traffic control, he was like, "We're getting like pretty bad turbulence up here. We got permission to go lower?" And then she goes back. She goes, "They say it's even worse down there, Captain."
Whoa. Oh, no.
Yeah. And he just goes.
Like, he goes,
God help you all.
Yeah. He just, permission to go higher?
He just goes. We're literally like huge drops like everywhere. And they go.
Permission to be just right.
Yeah, and they're like, "Just do the best you can." No. That was it. He goes, "Roger." That was it. I was like, "Wow!" Like if that's me, there's no chance I'm taking. Just
She's like, "Over and out, and don't call me Roger."
Yeah,
just do the best you can.
Fuck that, dude. Yeah. That's so scary.
Yeah, that's bad. Terrifying. Holy shit!
I the only thing that keeps me flying is the fact that you hear about. Like, I've never heard about anybody that I know dying on a flight.
Yeah.
So like that's really where I'm going. Like, come on.
Right.
Also, turbulence won't take a plane down. They're built to withstand.
Also, you're not the one flying it.
Yeah, I mean,
as opposed to a car where you are a little more.
I also
personally responsible.
I think it's the other way. If I feel in control, I feel like there's no danger. If it's like somebody,
But isn't it like crazy more likely to die in a car wreck? But that's also because how much more you drive.
I can't drive an Audi from New Jersey to New York City. You think I'm going to fucking land an airplane? It ain't happening, Jack.
You could probably get close. Honestly, they if you're
right now, could you think you could like your, you know, pilot fucking you know no bird way. Fucking goes through his head and he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Could you
if the plane is fully in functioning form, like it's not like an emergency, and I have time and I'm at high altitude, I think I could that you could walk me through.
How do you let how almost do you put the tires
who's walking
down?
You through?
Tell me exactly everything.
So
better
than that guy
I can
do
push
it.
The button. No. Lewis, I can push buttons.
They literally have like.
All right, push that button.
So you say air control or whatever.
Yeah. Like those guys, they literally are waiting with a fucking giant map of the plane's layout, and they go like step by step. Do you see this switch? You have to click this up. Do you see this? You have to like. They will walk you through.
They're like, get out of the refrigerator, Lev. Right now, get back to the cockpit.
Stop ordering peanuts. Well,
basically, like
he's taking the plane through a drive-through.
20 cheese, please.
We're stopping in Thailand, bitch.
This I found the video of the one I saw this morning. It's just a quick thing. It was China.
Whoa.
That's like the biggest part. This is the one where the flight attendant's head hit the ceiling.
The flight attendant's head hit the ceiling?
Yeah, because he was, I think you can go back to the beginning.
That's so funny. Imagine calling him over and then that happens and you're like, fuck, I'm so sorry.
The pilot's like drifting.
Yeah, I hate this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know the first thing to do. Like, I'd be fucking, I know there's that, and then I'd go, all right, well, this means we're going to go down, right? And then we'd go up. And then I'd go, no, this is left, right? What is
it?
Yeah,
yeah. You start putting in cheat codes.
I have no idea.
They would literally go, make sure the autopilot button's on. You'd click that. And then a lot of like what they're inputting is like
click that. All the bottoms drop out. Everyone plummets at their death.
Oh, you said the red button. I thought you said the eject everyone button.
Oh, no.
Guys, I'm telling you, I can teach you guys how to fly a plane. Like, genuinely.
Lev pushes a button, the windshield wiper's gone. I'm kind of getting it. Dude, the first thing I'm doing is looking for a goddamn parachute. I'm searching every.
Dude, are there parachutes on flights? I don't even think so.
100%.
I don't think there's a single parachute on a commercial flight.
There's got to be at least two.
Because I think the pilot and then the staff would be like, all right, well, we know where that's at. We're fucking out.
Yeah.
And they don't want them bailing on you.
No, That's true. A pilot can't wear a fucking. That seems.
As opposed to other kinds of aircraft, like fighter jets, commercial planes do not carry parachutes because
that's so
using
stupid.
Parachutes requires extensive training that most people.
Yeah, but also if it goes off in the plane, like that creates a giant fucking.
Also, I feel
that's
like
true.
That I could figure out a parachute much easier than landing the plane. So
I don't
how about
think
we
so,
just
dude.
Give us some. It's not that easy to land a plane.
Honestly,
you need to chill.
It's got
to
be easy to land a plane. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Honestly, I really think I would jump out of a plane. I would go, I think I have a better chance of surviving.
Of doing this?
If I wait to the last second, you know, no parachute at all.
Oh, you're saying you just hit the ground running?
And start rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, we're all going to duck and roll. And just wait.
I feel like I would jump and immediately go into the engine.
Oh, that's
yeah. But also, you wouldn't on like a commercial plane. You can't open the door, anyways. Like
once it gets below a certain altitude, you can pressure.
You
got
to be under like 5,000 feet, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's when he's talking about it.
Yeah.
He's talking about like 20 feet. He's like, all right, kick it.
Getting really close, you know, you're gonna break a lot of your body, but I think you might survive
there's
if you
no
jump
surviving.
Out at a certain
the water
time.
It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
The water would kill you too. That's like
fly over that mattress store.
You dive straight in, dude.
Yeah, you just wait for a thing of hay. You wait till the plane is over a thing of hay and you jump out, land right in it.
Also, hay would hurt.
Maybe.
Landing in a giant bale of hay from any height would fucking be uncomfortable and itchy.
You get it
the
in
best.
You.
Best case scenario. I'm like, oh, I found the needle.
Oh, they're like little
knives. There's one fucking needle in the haystack. It landed right in my ass. All right, we're done.
We're not done.
You want to go more?
Yeah, let's go.
What do you want to do?
We're already down here.
Oh, I found a video of a guy talking about how to land a plane in an emergency.
Let's see.
Yeah. It's Lev. Well, after you have your cheeseburger, you sit on the chair.
What do you do if there's cheese on the throttle?
he will make the plane very sticky.
Bringing it back to center only stops the roll continuing. He needs to nudge it the other way to get on course.
Look how easy this shit looks.
Is this a real plane or is it a simulator?
This is a simulator.
Yeah, they're letting a guy first time try a real plane.
How do you know, dude? It looks real to me.
It's a simulator. It's supposed to look real.
He just goes, you know what? And starts heading towards New York City.
Dude, I want to go to a plane simulator right now and see if Lev can do this. So
here's what I guarantee I could do.
No way.
I could get it down, but not aim the runway correct. I think I would go off the runway, but I could get it down.
Well, first of all, you'd be in the front of the plane, so it would fucking nosedive directly into the ground.
Yeah, they're like, you're the first pilot where we need you all the way in the back.
So you can't land at the Cinnabon at the airport.
No, they're like, don't even be up front. They're like, to land it, they're just like, all right, now stand in the back for 5 minutes. All right, front, a little further up.
All right, look, we are wrapping this one up because I have to go.
No, I have another 5 minutes.
I have to go to pick up my child.
I just like controlling your
you
show.
You guys are the fucking best. Love you guys. We did one story. That was a great show. We only did one story. That's pretty fucking great. And we fucking stretched that cheeseburger story out for a while.
Yeah.
Great show. Love you guys. Thanks for supporting the show. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode. Until then, have a great night.
Peace.
That's all, folks.